Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to October, the month of surprises. I'm sure we're going to have a few of them. I hope everybody gets through all this stuff this month, okay? So here's what's going on this week. Jupiter in Gemini is retrograde from October 9th through February 4th of 2025. Now, that's quite a ways, quite a lot of time. So I'm going to tell you what it's going to do to the energy. This is a galactic reset for you ascensions, and it's recalibration. So you're going to go through a lot of changes, both physical and emotional and mental, all three of them. This information is very important as we close 2024 and begin the walk through 2025. There will be a lot to heal through during this time. We are either going to go through it and we're going to face changes. So we go through it with peace and flexibility, or we can have a tough time facing the changes. It's always your choice. What can we expect with this transit? The collective energy is saying that we want to communicate better. We want to be able to speak our truth, or to express, correspond, and communicate some kind of energetic buildup. Or when we have a problem, we want to be able to talk about it. And we certainly don't want to be censored. The planet Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius and was the ruler of Pisces until Neptune was discovered. It's all about expansion, growth, intensification. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, which is a smaller energy, more finite, detailed, reserved, and precise as a whole. Jupiter is known as expansion and growth, and Mercury is a smaller planet. Jupiter is debilitated in Gemini. We have a retrograde of a debilitated Jupiter coming on Wednesday for over the next few months through February of next year. All of our personal matters of expansion, anything that the ninth house in Sagittarius rules over. Well, the ninth house rules over long distance trips, foreigners, spiritual growth, and your in-laws for some reason. That's because they would be considered foreigners, foreign parents. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. I just said that. We have a retrograde of a debilitating Jupiter coming Wednesday, and all of our personal matters of expansion, anything in the ninth house rules over, which is self-expression, expansion, material, and philosophical growth, and the self, the life, expanding and becoming something more prominent is going to be something that slows down and goes retrograde here. So we're going to be working not on the outside and manifestation and seeing what we can get. We're going to be working on our heart, on our inside. It's common at this time to see that maybe some kind of goals we have set for ourselves are not coming to fruition. Perhaps we aren't acknowledging the season that we're in. We're in Halloween, we're in October, the fall foliage, and of course that's on the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere is going into summer. The USA election, and then the aftermath of the election, the holiday season, might be more of one that relates to withdrawing in some way, or beginning to bring more order and precision to what we already have. We may be working smarter rather than harder, but I think that one of the main points of Jupiter retrograde in Gemini is we have to use the leverage and intelligence that we have to move forward. One real crisis as we move through this general timeline is people pushing hard, people doing things in an outworn and outdated way, people trying to preserve a system that's out of date. We have been in upgrade ever since we have had the Pluto retrograde back into Capricorn on September 2nd. We have been experimenting with new ways, thinking about how we could, thinking about how we could make certain changes in our lives, or what relevance we could seek in a new, refreshing kind of way, much like a computer system upgrade. That's exactly what we're going through. The retrograde back into Capricorn is like having someone reinvent the wheel, or go back to, or stick with the old ways of doing things when what is needed to do is an upgrade in some way. It's like changing from driving a shift car, switching to an automatic. You know what that feels like. It means some of us older people do. I don't think the young people know how to drive a shift car. This Jupiter retrograde in Gemini is another version of that in a way. So there's some experiments we have tried to upgrade our lives will have to be integrated and adapt to, and will turn out very differently than we originally thought. It's like having an app. I have an app on my computer called Graphic Converter. And when I upgrade to a new system, I want to bring that with me. But I can't. I have to buy a new graphic converter system for the new upgrade. That's what's going to be happening to you in your life. And that's what's going to be happening with your body as well. Our language will change with Jupiter retrograde in Gemini, meaning that we have been through and what we've experienced will shift as we complete this era and move forward. I had to fly to Texas last year, and I flew American Airlines, and we had to go outside to get on the plane. So I asked the stewardess if they had a banister, and she said, "What's a banister? What's a banister?" And I just looked at her. I didn't know what to say. And then she said, "Well, they have a railing." So the new word is railing. And the people of the 2000s, the millennials, don't know the word banister, which is what we use. Because I used to slide down the banister when I was a kid, and it was a lot of fun. There is some type of correspondence or communication emphasis for this transit. Gemini is a sign of communication, short distance travel, siblings, cousins, the immediate family, the oldest son, and your inherited family as well. One of the positive things about this transit is the ability to communicate things to clear the air. Sometimes we can, with one email, communicate what could have taken multiple weeks to accomplish. We have expansive ability to communicate right now. Facebook, FaceTime, Zoom, texting. And we can also use our previous communication or our previous words or writing to benefit now. We don't have to reinvent the wheel with anything. Years ago, when people were away from each other, they would write letters. And it was very meaningful. And people would save the letters. They don't do that anymore. That's gone. We have to go too fast. This Jupiter retrograde phase can be challenging. How can I optimize my work output as a person, taking into account the other astrology aspects present? Neptune and Saturn in Pisces, Mars in Cancer for a long ride, Pluto retrograde in the last degree of Capricorn, along with some long-running events that we're going to have to integrate. In an appropriate, rational, reasonable, and cautious way. There's quite a challenge to manage that present. We also will have a lot of exaggeration, marketing, the spin room. People will be spinning tales as well. And some people will be lying. And the truth could really, really be stretched. Now, we've all seen a lot of that during the election here in the United States. Very interesting what's going on. They really can twist words. Jupiter in Gemini with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces is an expansion of illusions incorporated in a very difficult transit. On December 24, 2024, we will have our second Jupiter-Saturn square. It's a play in three acts. The first one was last August, and the third and final one will be June 17th, 2025. We're going to take a break now for the weekly cosmic tip. Listen closely to it because I have a lot of good things to say, and I'll be back after that message. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of October 7th through October 13th, 2024. The week's energy blows like the wind, hot and cold. However, it can flow easy if you can adapt and go with the flow. Venus in Scorpio reaches the exact trine to Mars in Cancer on Tuesday, October 8th. At the same time, Mercury trines Jupiter and opposes Chiron. This is an excellent day to spend with your family or close friends. Don't just talk about your plans. Take action now. Intellect and emotion go hand in hand, and what you have been planning for a long time now could actually succeed very well. Tuesday's uplifting vibes are filled with romance, excitement, along with inspiration.
Work will be interesting and successful,
and love could sweep you off your feet. Schedule meetings, important dates, and interviews on this day. It's a good time for all relationship matters. If someone picks a quarrel, don't let them provoke you. But also, don't be tempted to make a lazy compromise either. On Wednesday, October 9th, Jupiter begins its period of retrograde motion, which will last until the beginning of February 2025. We can deepen our experience from the last few months and reactivate some missing opportunities during this time. Thursday's Grand Cross in cardinal signs brings a challenge. Old wounds could resurface, causing emotional hurt while bruising your ego. Everyone is up for a fight and can be quite ruthless with anyone standing in their way. Best to lay low and stay away from competitors. Don't allow anyone to drag you into any squabbles. Your independence and strength return on Friday, removing any pain that may be lingering over from yesterday. Beauty and inspiration can be found in art, music, along with the human connection. Spend the day with people who are important to you. Pluto also changes directions on Saturday, October 12th. It will become direct in the final degree of Capricorn. The big topic of epic changes remains at the top of the list. Saturday's energy is cheerful, and Sunday's is very changeable. You will want to be on guard for any mental power games or maliciousness going on from some manipulative people. Luckily, an abundance of goodwill is mixed in this energy, along with your intuitive insight to quickly detect any snakes in the grass. Remember, a snake can shed its skin over and over, but whatever happens, it's still a snake. Please remember that and think about it for what's going on in the world right now. Don't waste your time with toxic people, but bask in the warmth and glow of a trusted friend or coworker who will bring meaning and positive vibes into your life. Planets changing signs will always come into contact with Pluto. For example, Mercury first squares Pluto on October 13th and then moves into Scorpio a few hours later. The desire to criticize could be very pronounced. Take time before you judge, and keep your thoughts and words in check. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, please remember that Stargazing the Report is posted on my website every Monday, and that's where you would go to sign up for the readings online. Again, it's new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, it's Elizabeth, and I'm back. We're going to start with Jupiter and Gemini and go on from there. I don't want you to miss anything. Jupiter in Gemini with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces is Expansion of Illusions Incorporated, a very difficult transit. On December 24, 2024, we will have our second Jupiter-Saturn square. It's a play in three acts. The first one was last August. The third and final one will be June 17, 2025. And that will be just after they pass into Aries and Libra. So it's going to be a little different and a little bit more powerful. The third one will be. These are exact squares. So any type of karma or projects you have going on, there will be some major choices that you will be making during this time. August 24, December 24, and June of 25. This will energize and orient how you are moving your life force energy. We have a reorientation of our mindset, which can be, for some people, challenging and difficult because we are not dealing with the physical. By December and June, Pluto will have moved into Aquarius for good. So this is very unphysical. It's much like the mental space, the logic space, words, communication. Remember, the spoken word and the written word is not physical. Is conjecture, looking for a mental response and communicating something. This can be a time when people over-materialize and overestimate or overblow it up. You know how people do, they blow it out of proportion when they talk. They can blow up the spoken word, they idealize, they philosophize. Ideals. It rules the ninth house. Dogma, manipulation, gaslighting, narcissism, ghosting. All of these things is what we will be going through over this next year. We come out of a sober, sort of hyper-material phase back in May and in June of 2024, when we had Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus and other grand earth trines. So we had quite a growth of hedonism and a growth of focus on the material. Now these transits, specifically Jupiter and Gemini, are really shifting us into a much more mental, linguistic, psychological space. And we're going to all become a little bit more spiritual and work with our inner self. As we are navigating through this period of time, it will be important to remember that this is where a lot of people are as well. Appearances can be deceiving at this time. Also, material gesture or choices may be just the tip of the iceberg. Be careful about judging someone on the basis of their material status. Also, be careful about taking people's word for the total story. Or a handshake offer. They may not be trustworthy. It's time of duplicity, word salads, lying, two-face. And this is all going to increase. Things that may not be totally a lie, but are not really truth either. Bending the truth a little bit is what my mother used to say. That's one thing about Gemini. It's not really that sinister, malevolent, lying energy. Sometimes what is said is not necessarily a lie, but it's not the whole truth either. It's embellished. It's like a gray zone. A blur line between truth and fiction. This retrograde Jupiter in Gemini is going to bring in a lot of chaotic experiences. It's really a time where you need to understand and say less.
this year's cycle of 2024 is a lot better for silence, and it's a lot better for not overspeaking or articulating. There's a lot of subtlety at play. Small talk, small gestures, small movements of energy is really where the power is. Sometimes when we try to speak too much about a situation, confining it to words or confining it to conjecture of the mind, we can destabilize the whole story or experience. It's a destructive time to wear your heart on your sleeve. We don't want to hide anything either. It's all about staying in balance. We have the South Node in Libra, as well as the solar eclipse in Libra. Hold on to that midpoint, which can be reserved and understated. When you have to talk a lot to try to convince someone of something, it shows an indication of fleeting self-confidence. It's an energy of, I don't want to convince them. If I don't sell this or bring them to my thinking, then there's some kind of a bad outcome for me. Of course, that's an illusion, but that's what people will be thinking. That's the shadow of this transit. People can become desperate to overspeak, to match what other people think to what you think. And this is hard. And you could be wrong. So you want to try to convince somebody about something, and then you can't do it. People can be wrong about what they think other people are thinking or seeking. They could be unwillingly put off. It's easy to see people-pleasing, manipulation. There's always two sides to every story. So all of these situations that we say that we have in our life right now, we may think, oh, this is such a bad situation, or I've got to get out of this. We'll see that everything is not going to be perfect. The feeling that the grass is greener on the other side than we had for the past 4 or 5 years. Remember that life is life, and every situation has two sides, two faces. The Gemini twins, heads or tails. The coin is never one-sided. What people are looking at here is one-sided. That's the situation that will work for me. I'm going to use my persuasion and my speaking and my marketing ability to rush into that relationship or situation that perhaps I have over-romanticized about. I also want to discuss the internal feelings that people are struggling with. We are also dealing with the internal communication with this transit. How we talk to ourselves, how we see and think about certain things and events in our lives. Optimism versus pessimism. This could actually be a surprisingly pessimistic transit. So I'm going to explain the insides after our break. We're going to go into our break, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down a law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
We must have lunch real soon. Your luggage is checked through. We got inflation licked. I'll get right back to you. It's just a standard form, tomorrow without fail. Pleased to meet you, thanks a lot, your check is in the mail. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Your toes and knees aren't all you'll freeze when you're in it up to your thighs. It looks like snow, but you never know when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. You may have won a prize, won't wrinkle, shrink, or peel. Your secret's safe with me, this is a real good deal. It's finger-licking good, strictly by the book. What's fair is fair, I'll be right there, I am not a crook. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Better watch your step when your old dog Shep can't even look you in the eyes. You're cold and lost and you're double-crossed when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. We'll send someone right out, now this won't hurt a bit. He's in a meeting now, the coat's a perfect fit. Strictly fresh today, serve us with a smile. I love you, darling, till I die, we'll keep your name on file. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you're in for a big surprise when you're marooned, 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 marooned in a blizzard of lies, a blizzard of lies.
That was David Fishberg, and I'm afraid they were all going to be marooned in a blizzard of lies right through February of 2025. It's going to be very interesting. And this information tonight is interesting. I just hope all of you can understand me well enough. It upsets me. Anyway, Jupiter is naturally a very optimistic and expansive energy, but it's going through a debilitated sign and now is going retrograde. It can feel like a growth of pessimism, like growth of self-effacing behavior or introversion. People can become hyper-focused on their own self-dialogue or hyper-focused on journaling practices, or too much communication like texting or online chatter. Be careful about being in a relationship with someone and having to text them all the time or having to ask them, where were you when they were out or away from you? Too much emailing, texting, writing, bill paying, too much spending. Economics are also somewhat ruled by Gemini because the banking system is an infrastructure that has a lot of data, which is communicative in nature. There may be some new banking regulations coming or new technologies relating to how money exchanges hand. Definitely with Uranus still in Taurus, that's coming because Jupiter was just in Taurus and there could be another level to work through. Also, telecommunications, phones, computers, the internet, software. There's lots of changes are coming with these. There could be much difficulty with cybersecurity and the data with Jupiter and Gemini. There could be data leaks. Data security comes under major pressure with a retrograde Jupiter and Gemini. Also, social media will be having some challenges at this time. Communication, banking, data security, and social media. Social media is also ruled by Gemini and has a Jupiter quality as well. We could be having some crisis on social media. For example, I see a lot of YouTubers leaving the platform. A lot of business models have been really struggling on YouTube. If you don't have your own stability, aside from relying on the ebbing and flowing of these chaotic markets, if you're too reliant on a business model that has a lot of vitality, along with what people are saying, censorship, people connected to these companies or social media influence, or people say things that add to the vitality, or people who are very prominent. One word can influence the markets. There's going to be a lot of that coming up, and this can be very irritating. Some people will go through sizable financial difficulties just because of a few words that some people say. People will start to think differently about speaking or things that are put into words. All of this is changing now. With Pluto in Aquarius and a new era, it's bringing change, significant change, lots of turbulence and upsets. No more of the same old, same old. We're in a whole new era. Words will begin to mean less to people. They want to see action, material ideas that are communicated, especially during and after the election. It's very hard to rely on word salads during this time, or not to have a lot of substantive, clear, cut-out path forward, actually physically in place. Promises, promises. I don't know if you remember that song or that play. Bring this to the individual. Do you have a focus with your pathway in place? Is your life, or are you still thinking, talking, considering, but not taking any action? Now, this is the most important question I can ask you tonight. Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus was a very important time over 2023 and the first part of 24. That was a time for you to get your physical and material paths in place. Now, there's a lot of dialogue about these things and maybe some adjustments that have to be made, but your physicality should be in place. I know that this is this can mean that a lot of different things for different people, but try not to overthink matters. Don't get caught up in the mind. We have had time to really get there, be there,
when Jupiter entered Gemini last May. So you've had all that time. I've been telling people there is no more time. You have to take action in my healings and in my readings. I've been telling people that. Think about how the time between May and September 24 has been a mental game, a self-communication challenge, and so forth. Then think over the past 4 years after the COVID hit, and perhaps you'll think, you know what? Maybe I am overthinking things. Maybe I need to take action, and I just need to know what kind of action, what kind of form, and what kind of solid action would bring more security to where I am right now, and try to lean more into your physical path, both your location as well as your physical body. Both Mercury signs, Gemini and Virgo, have some rulership over planning. Jupiter likes spontaneity. That's one of the reasons why it's debilitated in Gemini. Gemini likes planning and Jupiter likes spontaneity. This creates a tug of war at this time. Here I am, planning. And I'm seeing that it's exhausting me, and there's no physical manifestation coming as a result of all the planning. We see that at a micro level as well. Words. Ideas. But it's all still functioning in a very broken way. And that's been going on for quite a while. Okay. I'm thinking about that diet or exercise regime or about getting my health better. But it's all just thoughts. Ask yourself, why is there a fear at this time? Now, that's a great question. Because fear is false evidence appearing real. I'll say that again. False evidence appearing real. Think about it. Why is it not coming into the physical? Why is it not manifesting? What is the disconnection between knowing what's right materially? What is the healthier, and better path forward? And then there's the actual action. The connecting point between these things is your point of power during this time. So if you can connect what you're really thinking to your fear, you'll be able to heal it. Think about this. Why is it not coming into the physical? What is the disconnection between knowing what's right materially? What is the healthier and better path forward? And then there's the action. I hope that all of you will consider not holding yourself back or consider not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. It can't be perfect. Nothing is perfect, but it can be good. So don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in totally thoughtless and unproductive action. Remember to keep the balance. South Node in Libra, and this Jupiter's retrograde, begins during the Libra season, right after that solar eclipse. You cannot allow any type of the extreme end of the spectrum to be in the way of us moving forward. A final point. With Jupiter retrograde in Gemini, is stimulation. And how are we integrating stimulants into our life? That can be caffeine, sugar, also screens, blue light technology, alcohol, and drugs. This will come up with Jupiter retrograde in Gemini. The energy it takes to do things and overstimulation or burnout that can come from overstimulation. Some people could be suffering from just plain burnout.
I've just overthought things. That's overkill in my life. And now I have to turn it off a little bit and get out of town. Or there may be some kind of knowing that a cave-in is coming and you can feel it in your body. And there needs to be some kind of a communication process from deep within you that gives you a materially relevant way to heal from this, along with being overstimulated. You want to heal from that. Most people right now are overstimulated or have some kind of burnout because of so much energy going through the media, as well as stimulating food, Uranus and Taurus, too much flavor, too many bright lights, too much noise. It's sensory overload. I notice every time I go out, all the music is way too loud in the stores. If I go to a coffee shop, the flavor is very overbearing, and the lights are always too bright. People are so desensitized that it takes this overkill in order to get people's attention or for them to support something. That's a bit scary. It's existential, especially here in the United States. The scrolling on the computers is too bright. All the screen stuff, it's too much. When I have to hold on the phone, the music is too loud and a lot of times very obnoxious. I always opt for silence if I'm asked, would you rather hear music or silence while you're holding? In June 2025, Jupiter moves into Cancer, where things will have to quiet down a bit. That's overstimulation should not be very popular at that time. Maybe you could tone it down sooner by not supporting the overstimulation, ridiculously flavorful, overwhelming offerings. We just have to vote differently with our wallet or use our home to modify the effects. Take out anyone? People don't understand how much personal moderation is at this time and how much is required. Saturn in Pisces is too adaptable and accepting. I'm just going to accept that it's all overstimulation. I'm just going to accept that it's too loud. I'm just going to accept that it's not right for me. You're too accepting, like Libra. Libra says, if that's what you want, dear, if that's what will make you happy. They're always trying to placate somebody else and letting go of their own thoughts and desires. We gotta keep it in balance. How do we set a better path towards getting to that better, more self-moderated and balanced place? How can we steer things to whatever capacity we can, away from this overwhelming, overgassed, overdone situation? It's a lot of desperation. It's a lot of antagonization of the future as well. Being so listen to me, this is really important. When you're so overstimulated, it robs you of your energy for your future. It robs you from your future. The future could dim as if we're eroding our senses, supporting addictions, harming the balance of our bodies by allowing us to consume so much noise, loud, overflavorable, overstimulation. Be aware. Keep your energies balanced. Keep well and keep focused. Better times are coming by the second half of 2025. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn sing If We Only Have Love. Then we have the meditation, Williams' Moonlight, and Richard's Ascension. Thank you for listening tonight. I hope you got something out of this. I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know. I'll be back next week. I'm starting to do some videos as well, so that will be coming. Thank you and good night.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our
I'm on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.